It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, for this Tuesday episode of the Lunch Show. It is March 28th, 2023. Before we get started with celebrity birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. I'd like to get those out by noon so you can have those on your lunch break. And we are now available on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. So go to thelunchshow.com and click on those links to listen. That will definitely support the show. We are in the early stages of the show, so it's important that we get some support. All right, let's get started with the birthdays. Lady Gaga is 36 years old today. Reba McEntire is 67. Kate Gosselin, 47. The man. Vince Vaughn is 52. And Julia Stiles, 41. And we have another birthday. It's not a human being, but it is a service that has been very successful and helpful in the U.S. since 1866, and that is the ambulance. The first ambulance came into service in Cincinnati. This was following the Civil War, and that's how it started. All right, let's get into the news. From Fox News, fresh off the press here, fire at Mexico migrant facility near U.S. border leaves three dead, officials say. No, I'm sorry, 39 dead. I can't read my own writing sometimes. That is crazy. That was in Juarez, Mexico, a hotbed for migrant activity. Yeah, that's disturbing. I didn't see how the fire started. I did read the article. I scanned it pretty good anyway, and I was not able to find out how the fire was started. All right, we've got a story from Reuters. FTX's Bankman-Fried charged with bribery conspiracy in new indictment. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Justice is claiming Bankman paid $40 million to bribe a Chinese official. Bankman is what we call in the business of life, screwed. All right, we've got a UFO story. This one from Newsmax. Pentagon says UFO imagery remains classified. Back in 2020, the Navy released three videos to the general public, and they were pretty fascinating videos. Obviously, apparently, that's not the extent of all the information that we have on UFOs. So, yeah, should we have it or should it remain classified? The article goes on to read that there is no timeline for unclassifying this information. So we're just going to be left in the dark, I guess. All right. I don't even know if I want to know, to be honest. Like, yeah, let's just keep it a mystery. I do have a UFO story, which we will save for a later date when we have a larger audience. All right, this one from NBC News. Benjamin Netanyahu agrees to pause judicial overhaul plans following widespread unrest in Israel. Yeah, Israel was going ape sheesh over the weekend, just protesting, I guess. Netanyahu wants to reform the judicial system, and they don't appear to be having it. So, but he's chilling out on it, on the push to have that done, just so everything will calm down a little bit. All right, this one in the animal class of stories from CNN. Mountain lion claws man's head while he sits in hot tub, officials say. Can you imagine, like, just chilling out? I think it was with his wife or his girlfriend or whatever. They're just probably having a adult beverage, and you get smacked in the head by a mountain lion. That's pretty crazy. I think this was in Colorado. But, I went on to read that adult mountain lions can be 8 feet long and 150 pounds. That's a big cat. After getting smacked in the head, it obviously startled the couple, and they started spraying water at it and like shining a light in its face, and they got it to leave. But that'd be pretty scary. But hey, that gives you one hell of a story to tell the rest of your life. You know what I mean? And it made the news too. So that's good stuff. Now they're looking for the mountain lion. What, are you going to kill this thing? I mean, what's that going to... Maybe if it killed the guy, that's one thing, but he was just toying with him. All right, from ABC News, 7 dead after explosion at chocolate factory in Pennsylvania. You probably heard about this. This happened a couple days ago. This one is not hot off the press, but it's pretty fascinating. And, you know, it just, the picture of this, of the aftermath is absolutely amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I don't know if we've heard yet how this happened, what caused it. You know, usually when buildings blow up like this, it's because of a gas leak. That may be it. I don't know. And I don't know what their chemicals they're using to make chocolate. So I don't know what the process of making chocolate is. That could obviously have a big part of it. But, you know, on occasion... buildings just explode because of gas. The incident occurred at the R.M. Palmer Company in West Reading, Pennsylvania. This one's pretty disturbing. It comes from TMZ. Senator Rand Paul staffer stabbed in brutal attack, has life-threatening injuries. I tell you, things are getting really, really ugly in this country. This just happened. He was found by the police 1.5 miles from the Capitol building in D.C. at 5:30 Saturday night. I pray for him and his recovery and survival. If he's got life-threatening injuries, my God, we're not even talking about recovery yet. We're talking about just hanging in there to, see another day. All right, we've got one here from Newsmax. Idaho law limits students to bathroom of biological sex. But you know what's amazing is there has to be a law to keep, you know, people in the right bathroom. Goodness gracious. Just go read the rest of that at Newsmax. All right, we've got a Andrew Tate story from Newsweek. Andrew Tate receives a boost as U.S. Embassy becomes involved in case. Well, isn't he lucky? If you know anything about Andrew Tate, you know he's been locked up since December with no charges. That's one of the big talking points regarding this case, is he has not been charged. Tate, who was born in the U.S. and mostly raised in England, was arrested with his brother in December on accusations of human trafficking. They have been held in custody in a Bucharest jail. Andrew Tate is also facing a charge of rape. That's not true. Facing a charge of rape is not being charged with rape. You see how they work the words around to make him sound guilty? Andrew Tate has not been charged with anything, whether you love him or hate him. You know, those are the facts. And people say, well, if you're not charged, then you have to let him go. Well, he's not in a U.S. jail. He's in Romania, and they have different laws. They can actually lock you up and not even charge you. So, but hey, you know, at least he's got the U.S. embassy behind him now. So that might help him. All right, folks, you know what time it is? It is time for the good news portion of the show, which is always the last story because that's how we like to leave you on a good note. But before we do that, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And you can catch our show at Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. All right, this one from Good News Network. Oh, man, this is a great one. This is a great one. 90-year-old tortoise becomes a father for the first time with partner of 29 years. They had triplets. Mr. Pickles and his 53-year-old wife, they call him partner. I call it his wife. Welcome three hatchlings that could live for up to 150 years if well taken care of. I didn't realize they came out with a Viagra for turtles, okay? But I don't know. I think turtles have some secrets we need to learn. You really should do a little search on that and see a picture of these little turtles. They are endangered. And these are the first kids from Mr. Pickles, so that is really cool. Miss Pickles is 53 years old. I don't know if it's her first kids, but congrats to the Pickle family. All right, I think that's the episode. So do what you can to support the show. Like, subscribe. All you got to do is click on, just click on subscribe wherever you are listening to the show and help support it. So that is the episode, folks. Don't let the school shootings bring you down. We will figure this out and press on. Enjoy your life. And until Friday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.